Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's gone.
All right, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you with us for another Read the Word. It is Friday, April 22nd, 2022. My. 4/22 of 22. This is an interesting day. It is Friday the 22nd. And we're glad to have you with us. And once again today, we're going to be in the Psalms. These are David writing a psalm, song, about what's going on in his life. David was a shepherd out on the field with just the sheep, him and them, and his sheep all by himself, learning to fight the battles with God and the world. And so we're going to be reading some of those again tonight and this morning, and they're going to be a blessing because they show the man's heart. It's showing man's heart.
Amen.
As he's chasing after God. Here we go. Amen. Let's pray this prayer as we do every time we come here. Mm. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, amen,
amen.
And amen. Here we go, Psalm chapter 6. A prayer of faith in times of distress. This is David's plea during sickness to the chief musician with stringed instruments on an 8-string harp, a psalm of David. That's pretty specific. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. Isn't that an interesting statement? My soul also is greatly troubled. Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night long I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. Have you ever been there before in your life? Verse 7. My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. See how he said that? For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly ashamed.
It is 5:9.
Suddenly, in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go.
Where are we at?
We are now going to Psalm 8, 9, and 10. Psalm chapter 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Now you can see the last one, he is sick in his body. This one sounds like he's outside looking at the stars. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you would visit him? So you can see he's outside looking up at the stars. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. And you'll find that in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Verse 7, all sheep and oxen, even the beast of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And now, Psalm chapter 9. I will praise you, O Lord. Well, let's just read this. Prayer and thanksgiving for the Lord's righteous judgments. David praises God for executing his justice to the chief musician to the tune of Death of the Son, a psalm of David. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne, judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever. And you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall administer judgment for the people in uprightness. Verse 9, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have forsaken those, have not forsaken those who seek you. Verse 11, sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. May it be so in Russia and Ukraine. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. I like that. I rejoice in the salvation of the Lord on a daily basis. I hope you do too. Verse 15, the nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot is caught. You gotta love God's vengeance. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Pause and meditate. Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord. Do not let men prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Psalm chapter 10. A song of confidence in God's triumph over evil. David complains to God about the pride of the wicked. But don't be a complainer. The gripers get the vipers. That's the Old Testament. Verse 1, why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the wicked boast of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemy, he sneers at them. He said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches. He lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. Rise, O Lord God. Lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, you will not require an account of him. You have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause their ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. And now we're going to Proverbs chapter 14. This is one of them I quote all the time. You will hear it here. The folly of the godless and God's final triumph. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. And a reference psalm is Psalm 53. Verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's why I call some people fools, because publicly they have said, there is no God.
I thought in Scripture it says, don't call anyone a fool.
Except the ones who call themselves a fool.
Oh, yes.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand and who seek God. They've all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat up bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are great in fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. And that is us. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. And now we're in Psalm chapter 16. Here we go. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on their lips. He's like, I'm not even going to mention their names anymore.
The ones I submit to adultery?
Any of the wickedness that they submitted to. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. 1 Peter 1, 3, 4, and 23 talks about our good inheritance. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now, David is prophesying right there in those last two verses about Jesus. All the way to verse 7. And that's all a prophecy about Jesus. And Jesus said, you will not leave my soul in Sheol or in hell.
Oh, yeah.
And you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. Psalm chapter 19, moving right along. The perfect revelation of the Lord to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
What were we on?
Psalm 19. What did I say?
Psalm 19.
All right. We're in 19, yeah. Verse 2. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. We just read that. It's pretty cool how the Bible correlates. You can also find that in Romans chapter 1. In them he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end of heaven. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Verse 10, a good verse. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. And in keeping them, there is great reward. That's our verse of the month. Right there, verse 11.
Talks about honey and honeycomb like my dream.
Sure does. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Verse 14 is a good one to memorize. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 21. The joy in the salvation of the Lord. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For you met with him, you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you give it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, several times in these Psalms, he talks about God executing righteousness and justice. And if you add to that, the Psalm 103, verse 6, it says, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. If you've ever had any oppression of the enemy on your life at all in any form, charge him guilty in the courtrooms of heaven, make a legal demand against him before God our Father, the righteous judge, and demand seven times and double for the shame of anything that he's ever stolen from your life, because the Lord demands recompense and vengeance and justice against all who are oppressed. God hates those who take advantage of the weak, of the helpless, of the poor, of the needy. God doesn't deal well with that. And he's willing to make a statement about.
So I should rebuke any spirit 7 times?
You rebuke it every time it shows up.
But you just said 7 times.
That verse actually says that when the thief is caught stealing, he will repay 7 times and double for the shame.
Oh.
So the idea behind it is if you see that the enemy's stolen from your life, charge him guilty. It's your father who's the judge.
Yeah.
So in that courtroom, you're going to win.
Yeah.
And make that legal demand there in heaven. Now, it's time for us to pray the prayer of salvation. So pray this with us. We want to make sure everybody that's with us tonight is right with God in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Every day.
Every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I do believe that you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
And gave me life.
And gave me life.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you fully into my life, Lord.
Every area.
And every area of my spirit, soul, and body.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. And amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with us, I'm going to tell you right now, you're experiencing a transformation and a change on the inside of you that you may never have experienced before. Many people call it a feeling, but I don't ever call it a feeling. It's like I am experiencing transformation happen in my spirit, soul, and body. I've been filled with the Spirit now since I was 18 years old. That was a long time ago.
I call it being lightweight. To me, it's a lightweightness. Like you just drop bags of groceries and you're just light.
And you're just light. Amen. Yeah, so what just happened to you? The author and finisher of your faith just came to live inside of you. Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you with his light. You said, fill me with your righteousness. He brought it all. And literally, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, you have now become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wow, what an amazing experience. All of it happened in that prayer. Now watch this. From this day forward, what is your responsibility but to walk side by side with your Father, the Father in heaven, who has now reconciled you to himself through Jesus' blood and righteousness. You're redeemed, you're reconciled, you're made whole, and Jesus now lives on the inside of you. How amazing is that? All you got to do is every day wake up and say, Lord, help me walk with you today. And he'll help you. And he will. My email address and the website are right down there in the notes of this program on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. And we encourage you, send us an email. Ask us a question. Tell us your story. Give us a prayer request. Any way we can help you walk with God.
Testimonials are our favorite.
Yeah. Any way we can help you walk with God, we will. We truly will. I love to hear the stories of the power of God's word manifesting in our lives every day. Well, I thought this was going to be a short night tonight. Seems we've gone a little bit longer, but that's all right. We're covering a lot of territory, and those were some beautiful songs.
It's only more communion with the Lord
today. Now, yeah, and now remember, there's a link down there in the notes. that is a link to every one of these Read the Words. I encourage you, send it to some friends and family members and tell them, this is one of the greatest Bible studies I've ever had. And really, all we do is read the Bible. And it's a blessing to you and to me. Until I see you again, right here on Saturday morning for Read the Word. Remember this, on Sunday morning, we have communion together on Read the Word. Share it with your family and your friends so they can all receive communion with us in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, is what we say. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. May God bless your Friday in Jesus' mighty name.